Jesus' teaching and action in this text are directed to the church whenever it is seduced by the world's definition of greatness: prestige, power, influence, and money. The antidote to such a concern for greatness is servanthood. The Holy Gospel for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Mark, the 9th chapter, beginning with verse 30. Jesus and the disciples went on and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I told Pastor Mark this morning that this week, when I'm not here as much, I'm going to really start in that garage. My garage is a mess. And I know what I'm going to find, the same things I always find out there, things I should have taken care of years ago, but for some reason can't let go of. I know in the corner of the garage is a big white box, and inside it's full of VHS tapes. I don't even have a VHS player anymore. So what am I going to do with them? But there they are, and I want to get rid of them, but I can't, because they bring back a lot of memories. Memories of when my daughter was small and we'd sit on the couch sometimes at night and we'd watch those Disney movies that I remember from my childhood. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs from 1937, Pinocchio, Sleeping Beauty, Bambi, all those classics. And then, when my daughter was little, they continued to introduce new movies that were just as good, if not better, had wonderful music, and created memories for the both of us. Movies like The Lion King, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, the list goes on and on and on. But now, of course, those childhood days are gone, and so I don't really pay attention anymore. But last week, Pastor Mark was talking to me about his granddaughter, Natalie, who dressed up for school in a special costume with a Disney character by the name of Mal. I'd never heard of Mal before. It's from a new introduction by Disney, The Descendants. And it has a unique way of presentation. They are the children of the evil characters from those classic Disney movies. And so the character Mal is the daughter of Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty. There's also Carlos, the son of Cruella de Vil, Jay, the son of Jafar, the list goes on and on. And the tension there is, will these descendants be evil or good? as they operate in the world. Interesting. Today I'd like to spend a little time with the book of James, because today we reintroduced the second reading, which we haven't been using for quite a while. We've had an Old Testament reading, a psalm, and the gospel. Today we're bringing in New Testament. And so in James today, we very much have that battle between good and evil. And what way is it going to go? And so I'd like to start today with going back to the beginning, that first animated feature film from Walt Disney in 1937, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Lucille Laverne voiced the character of the Evil Queen. It was the first personification of evil in an animated feature. You remember her, don't you? Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? And the magic mirror would say what? You are queen. Remember that? It went on day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, until one day. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? Snow White. Things changed in an instant. You see, the Evil Queen was so self-absorbed, so self-centered, that she only saw herself in the mirror. There was no one else. And as we go through all of those other Disney pictures and all of those other evil characters, they all share that common thread. They're all self-centered and self-absorbed. And James today says, that is not born from heaven, but is born from earth. And it does nothing. Today, I'd like to visit that for a minute, mirrors. I think the person who really uses mirrors best is the person that cuts our hair. They look at us. They are with us. But they also see us as we really are, and they see our reflection. And they're with us in that battle, aren't they? I know when I get my hair cut, I always hear the same thing. Do you want it the same as it was, or do you want something new? Well, what do you say to that? Of course I want something new. But I don't know. I struggle with that. All of us struggle with who we are. I remember in high school, in the late 60s, when the Beatles were really big, I so wanted my hair to be just like the Beatles. The only trouble, my hair was getting wavy and wayward. And I couldn't do anything with it to make it look anything like the Beatles. And so I'd got my haircut appointment. I went in. I said, I want it to be like that. I had that envy in me that I wanted to be something different. And what happened? The barber spun me around so I couldn't see the mirror, and you know what he did? He gave me a buzz cut. He shaved all the hair off my head. I thought, what is going on? He turned me around. He said, you don't need to be a new you. You need to be you. Wow. The hair grew back and I grew up. Sometimes we need reminders like that. Reminders that tell us who we really are and whose we really are. I like to think of the church as an inner beauty parlor. Because you and I see each other as we really are. We're not looking in a mirror. And we realize that as a community, we all need help. And James today is talking about that. When we realize that, when we try and get away from our self-absorption and self-centeredness, when we get away from those mirrors, we're beginning to learn what James talks about today as wisdom. Wisdom is looking at the world through a different kind of lens. Looking at the world not through our neighbor or our reflection, but through the neighbor. And that's how we really see ourselves. And so today, let's be thankful that Jesus gives the disciples a corrective move. They're arguing who's the greatest, who's the best. They were becoming self-absorbed and self-centered. Jesus says, no, the greatest of all is the servant of all. The greatest is the one who's neighbor. Thanks be to God today for that course correction as you and I struggle with all the mirrors. Thanks be to God. Amen.